Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for our morning Marasi Sheyuchiu. And Leinishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. Based on the Torah of Marina Rosh HaYeshiva, our footnotes at Sal. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Moshe ke dibarta lo sifo dros panecha. Moshe says to Paro, you have spoken correctly. I will no longer see your face. Rashi says, Yafe dibarta, you spoke well. Uvizmano dibarta. And at the right time you spoke. Emes, it's true. Shalosi Fodros Panach, I'm not going to see your face again. Rashi added here, Bizmano Dibarta, the right time you spoke. So we have to understand Kavanas Rashi. What does it mean, Bizmano Dibarta? So if we have to be Makdim Divrei HaMaharal, Shekedushas Chol HaMoed Pesach is different from Sukkos. Sheyimei Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Kachei Mei Kara, Sheyimei Chol HaMoed, Achra Yom Rishon Shel Yom Tov. That the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed Pesach is different than a Sukkos. Yemei Chol HaMoed Sukkos Meikara is that the Yemei Chol HaMoed should be after the first day of Yontif. Pesach, the Sharish of Kedushas Yemei Chol HaMoed is that they are the days in between the first day and the seventh day of Pesach. The Makros and Mishnah Pesachim, the Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day. So we see that when there was only one day and there was no Kedusha on the seventh day, there was no Kedushas Chol HaMoed. So Memele, we see that by Pesach, it's only because there's a seventh day. By Sukkos, Chol HaMoed comes after the first day of Yom Tov, and that's enough. You don't need the last day. There is no last day of Sukkos. It's already a different holiday, that's Shmini Atzeres. But by Pesach, there was no Kedushas Chol HaMoed until we had the last day of Pesach, the seventh day. But when you see that in Pesach Mitzrayim, there was only one day because there was no seventh day. We have to understand this system in the Seder of Chol HaMoed Pesach. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu megala to Moshe Shlichos to Knesset Yisrael, and he was asked, Mashmo, Moshe Rabbeinu answered him, Hashem Elokei Avosechem Shlachani Elechem. Hainu, Shivakshi Yisrael Lihivoda, Ala Mahalach Shabagula Zu, Yivakshi Lihivoda Be'ez Hashem, U'Be'ez Anahaga Yigalu, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to Moshe, Shlichus to the Jewish people, he was asked, what's your name? He answered to Moshe, Hashem Elokei Avosechem, Hashem, the God of your forefathers, etc., Shlachani Aleichem, sent me to you. In other words, when the Jewish people wanted to know the Mahalach of this Geula, and they wanted to know, Be'ez Hashem, what name, with what Hanhaga, they are going to be redeemed, Az Yigalel Hem Moshe, Hashem Elokei Avosechem. Hashem, Avoya, the God of your forefathers. But it didn't finish here. Because he added, Zeshemi Lo'olam Zezichri L'dor V'dor. This is my name forever, and this is my memory for generations. So Bevadai, it's not a Milsa Agav Orchei Kamashmalan. Shashem Ezeyen Eidon Lehealem. Le'olam Ksiv. In other words, it says Le'olam without a Vav. Le'olam Lehealem. So he's saying something about the name being hidden. So what's this name being hidden have to do with the Geula? Who will give me like the days, Eov says, that I was in my mother's womb, the months of early when I was in my mother's womb, when there was a candle above my head. What are the days that are months and don't have years? These are the Yarchei Leida. That when the Ubar is b'me'eimah, there's an erdolak al roishoi, v'tsoifah misoifah olam v'atsoifah, u'malam d'moisoi kol ha'torah kula. That when the Ubar is in its mother's womb, there's a nair that's lit over his head, and he can see from the beginning of the world to the end of the world, and they teach him kol ha'torah kula. The Mahalach is, from the perspective of the soul, in the fetus, in utero. That's where it all starts. That's the Ner Dalek al Roshon, it sees to the end of the world. But after it's born, we have to go back and remember the Sharish. In other words, the Limud HaTorah for the Ubar is a preparation, that the Ubar learns the whole Torah like we know. But everything he's going to do in his lifetime is going to try to acquire that chelek. So what he's taught when it says Malamdam also kol ha-Torah kula, doesn't literally mean kol ha-Torah kula. It means his whole chelek in Torah. And that's what he's being taught. He's being taught his chelek in Torah. And that's what he has to be metaken when he's born. He has to reacquire this chelek in Torah. That's what he loses when he's born, and that's what he has to reacquire. And that's what he's taught when he's in the mother's feet, in the father's womb. Shmoneh Esrei, we say in the bracha of Shanim, Birchas Hashanim, we include a bakasha for Mizanos and Parnassus. So we see that Mizanos Adam is unique to the Mahalach that's called Shanim. Because in the Birchas Hashanim, we ask for Parnassus. V'imken, Masha Nisminu Chaye Ha'ubar Tiyachei Leida. So the Chaye Ha'ubar is called Yarchei Leida. So Yarchei is La'afukei Shanim. Months is coming to exclude years. In other words, the Ubar doesn't have a mahalach of bizonos. It has to be zocha for himself. He eats whatever his mother eats. He drinks whatever his mother drinks. So the Uber also doesn't have any avoda in his learning, just like an Uber doesn't have avoda in his parnasa. That's why it's called Yerachim instead of Shanim, like the Gemara says. One of the Yerachim she'em behem Shanim, those are the Yarchei Leida. So this Yarchei Leida is lafuke Shanim, because the Uber has no mahalach of mizonos. That Birchas Hashanim is about mizonos. He doesn't have to work hard to attain his mizonos. It's an automatic. So too, in learning, the Uber doesn't have to work to get his Talmud, to get his learning, because Malam Demoso Kol HaTorah Kula without any toil. So he gets his mizonos without toil, and he gets his learning without toil. Huadin V'Yamida B'Kol Yis Knesses Yisrael, just like the Yachid is taught. And they prepare him, Bimei Yiburo, L'chol Koros Oso, Kach Gam B'Klal Yisrael, so too in the Jewish people, and therefore Mitzrayim, which is Mani Yiburo, Shal Knesses Yisrael, L'kachas L'goy, Mikarev Goy, U'ubar, Miyarech Imo, that we're taken out of our mother's womb. So, in Mitzrayim, when we were in the womb, we were Makabal, the Hachana, the Sharashim, the roots, of everything that's going to happen to them, everything they're going to be able to do in their lifetime, just like an Ubar is makabel the roots, receives already the roots in utero. So, if you're going to ask, what's the peak, what's the pinnacle? And the answer is, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That's the highest level. That's the where we're trying to achieve when we prepared in Mitzrayim to get to the Sih HaSiyim, to get to the pinnacle, to get to the heights. These heights are Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. V'chinamar v'sachim ato idna lav shmo echad el idna lo kmo shenichtav nikra v'yom ahu Hashem Echad karim Hashem kiksivaso v'ato idna lav Hashem Echad el idna v'suris tovis mevarech atov ha-meitiv al shmo sros Dayan Emes, Uviyamahu Kulo Tova Meitiv, Shebitel Hamisu Besuris Ros Me'olam. So, what we're trying to achieve in Mitzrayim, what we're preparing for, is that Matzav of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. What does it mean, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad? God is one and His name is one. What it means is that even though now His name is one, just now we read Adnus, even though it's written Havaya, because it's not the same. There's not Achdus in this world. And that day, we're going to read the name as it's written. So right now, the shame isn't Echad, because it's written Havaya, and it's read Adnus. Because in this world, on Besuris Tovos, we say Atova Meitiv, and then Shmos Ros, we say Dynamis. So there's a lack of unity in this world because the two names, the two anhugas. Ever B'mara has snack, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem. So V'adai Moshe Rabbeinu would tell Knesset Yisrael the name as it's written, Hashem Echad. In other words, he's going to pronounce Hashem as it's written. That's the sea, that's the height, that's the zenith of the Madrega that they want to reach, because that's what we're preparing for. And Hashem said to him, Zeh Shemi Le'olam. In other words, you should know that Hashem Kiksivaso is only now. When we're teaching you Kol HaTorah Kula, right now you're Ka'uber B'mei Imo. When you're born, you're going to get the smack on your face, and you're going to have all these stiras and mechsholim, and you're going to forget. It's a shame. You're not going to be able to pronounce it properly. Just like forgetting the Torah HaMalach that the Malach teaches the Uber. And you're going to forget it until you're Zocha, and you're going to remember to be Machzir. This name that's going to be lost in love of this unity of Shem Havaya Kiriyaso Kiksivaso. And therefore, Shemila Olam is not a Milsa Agav Gurara, not Derech Agav. It's Chelik Me'at Torah that you're Malami the Ubar of Knesset Yisrael, that you teach this Ubar. That right now, we want to teach you that Hashem Elokei Avoseicha, Shem Havaya read, Shem Havaya written, Shem Havaya. Zeshmi le'olam, that's going to be hidden. That name's going to be hidden. Le'olam, it's going to be ne'olam. Because in this world, afterwards, after you yotze from your mother's womb, after you leave Mitzrayim, the Kriya and the Ksiva aren't going to be the same anymore. It's going to be hidden, so to speak. So that's what's taught to Knesset Yisrael. Right now, it's like learning Kol HaTorah B'mei Imo. We have to know where we're going. We're going to the place where Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, His name is really one. It's written like it's read. It's all the same. And then we're going to a place where it's not going to be written like it's read anymore. It's going to be hidden. It's going to be written Havaya, but it's going to be read Adonis, because there are two different Hanhagas in this world. So that was all told to Moshe at the Nevu and the Mara Hasneh. Hashem said, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem. And afterwards, at the Shas HaKiyum, the Sishel HaLeida, Makas Bechoros, at the height of the birth, in Makas Bechoros, we see the same line. In the Gemara Gulus Mitzrayim is called Yitzia Me'Avdus L'Cheiris, as opposed to Purim, which is called Mimavis L'Chaim. And if we'll ask, even in Mitzrayim, there was a Yitzia Mimavis, Shebechoreim Harakto Bechore Yisrael Nitzolu. So the answer is Pashut. And here in Galus Mitzrayim, the Yitzia, Mimavis, wasn't the Gufa de Uvda of the Gzeira of Hatzala. It was just a means to go to Cheres. The point, on Pesach, our lives were saved. The purpose was the Yitzia of the Cheres. Because Makas Bechoros itself caused the Yitzia of the Cheres, because that's the sea of Pulis Knesset Yisrael. Yitzia Mimisa, we were redeemed from Misa. And Tchias HaMesim is the highest level. Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad Kulu Atov HaMetiv U'Miyitzia Mimisa Sham Nolda Nizkayim Hashem Kiksivaso. So we were redeemed from death in order to bring us to a place of freedom. And that's the height of redemption. That's where we were born. That's where the name was Miskayim Kiksivaso. Da hat men schein abgelernt dem ganzen Malamdoi mitten über. This is the parish of its life. This is what the Uber has to know. That we are going to be saying Kriyasu Kiksivaso, that the Hashem Havai is going to be read and written in the same way. That's the Hashem Echad. That's the Yitzia Mimisa. That's the Tchias HaMesim. In other words, already now, at the Tchias Mitzayim, we're born, we are ready. You have that besur of the Tchias HaMesim, of the Lasid Lavo, of Kriyasu Kiksivasa. That's all rooted now in the Leda. So we have to know that the depth of Melamdim L'Uber is not Sheyesh Kan Uber She'asid Li'Yivar Li'Nu Melamdim Osa Ba'osa Eis Lefnei Yivalda. Ein Zeh L'Chitzoni Es Hadar. Ha'mahalach Hu She'Melamdim L'Uber B'Shal She'Gamru L'Lamdo Kol HaTorah Kol Chelik Torasso. So I know that Achrech She'Yivar V'Yetze L'Avi Ha'Ola. That it's not that there's an Uber that's going to be born and we teach him before he's born. That's just the chitzonius. The mahalach is that we're melamed the uber. And after he's finished being taught all of his Torah, so then there's a need, there's a chreach, there's a necessity that he should be born and he should go out to the avir olam. The gemar halimud is machriachim sheivolet. That's what compels him to be born. B'shal sheyatzu Yisrael migzeres misa, which is a si pulas kinesis Yisrael, as noldu v'yatzu l'avir ha'olam. And say the main which called Esar Hamakos Hain Sugis Yisod Hachana Shalimdu Ala Knesset Yisrael Shalim Ru B'Makos B'Choros Was No Lai Chirech Liyitzi Ala Avir Olam Kocha Makbilim Hain Gam Esar Sadibros Esar Hamakos Vashar Hamakos Hain Lamudei Hachana Shechina B'Limdom Kol Atar Shasidim Lahasik. So when the Jewish people went out of the Gzeres Misa, which is the sea, which is the height of the pool of Knesset Yisrael, now they were born. Right, because now they have to be born. Now they reach they have all the limudim, and limudim necessitates their birth. So these Eser Makos were the sugis Yisod HaChana. These were the sugis of the foundation, of the preparation that was taught to Knesset Yisrael. And the height of the limud is Makos Becharos. And then there was a necessity of Yitzia L'Avir Olam. Now that you got the lesson plan, now it's time for you have to be born. And therefore the Aseres HaDibros were parallel to the Aseres HaMakos, because the Makos are our preparation, that they taught the Jewish people what they're going to achieve, to attain, to understand, to perceive afterwards. And it's explained in Svarim, parallelism between the 10 makos, each makah with its parallel dibra. So now we get back to Rashi, where we started. Rashi says, Ken dibarta, yafa dibarta, bizmano dibarta. So what's the sinyan of bizmano? In other words, he's saying to Paro, you're scaring me with death. You're talking to Lashonos Shal Misa, so I know that the Shas HaGula has come. U'be'emet, and the truth is lo sif od ros panecha. As Paro said, that Hisham al ha'atosef ros panai ki b'yom ros chafanai tamus. So Moshe says, v'yom ros ha'ken divart lo sif od ros panecha. Yafa dibarta, vizmano dibarta, emes v'alsif adros panecha. You're talking about the shonas of Misa. So now you know things are going. He gives shas ha'geula. V'met v'alsif adros panecha. It's a pella b'neinu that on Leil Tesvav, the Jewish people leave Biad Ramah, and immediately afterwards we already find Penyinachim Ma'ab, Shavu Mitzrayim. There's already a fear that they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them in a circuitous route. Wasn't direct. V'ua Dovish Amarnu, and we're Malame di Ubar, Kol Ma Sheyikvilo. So we already tell the Uber, you're going to have steers in this world. Things are going to be rough, like every Uber. And that's this whole inyan of, we're concerned they're going to want to go back to Mitzrayim. Things are difficult. So your avoda is to be mechaya the chelek tarasa b'sharsha that you learned in those yirachim she'em him shanim ki yarchi kedem. You have to restore those earlier days. It says, Ki meitzeis chamei atzitzayim reinu lufnos. Like the days you left Egypt, I'll show you wonders. And the kol koros hachayim, kulos b'yitzis mitzrayim. Vashiri ascholos kinesis Yisrael. And everything that happens in life is included in yitzis mitzrayim. That's the beginning of kinesis Yisrael. V'av she b'yitzis mitzrayim for nolda kinesis Yisrael. Nevertheless, kol hachazon v'hamara hazeh shel yitzis mitzrayim. Right, calls the atzma rakis habistik with siurim klalim uchomash yabrulim kol meshich yimeidar isayim. Just like I took you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to show you wonders. That's the gula sidus modeled after Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the beginning. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of Knesset Yisrael. And at the birth of the Jewish people, that's the Those are tsiurim klaliim, general pictures of what's going to happen to them in the future. And therefore, there has to be in Tzius Mitzrayim a shoresh for the haskaras kol, hachzaras kol and hashkachos, everything that's forgotten, the archi kedem, barach v'siyam shiachzru kol zeh, v'gam kol ha-mahalach be'emtza, now everything in between. So in other words, when we leave Egypt, you have to have everything. You have to have that we left, and also remez to what's going to happen in the interim, and then we're going to get it all back. Then we're going to have the rough forgetting in the meantime, and then we're going to get it back. And therefore, immediately after they left, it read, it says, Pen Yenachem Ha'am. Nah, maybe they're going to want to go back. And then there was the Gemara Gula, there was Kriyas Yamsuf. And ultimately, this is going to be the model for the future. We're going to have the Stiris, and then we're going to have the ultimate Gula. So we go back to the Maharal about Kedushas Chol HaMoed. If not for the seventh day, there'd be no Kedusha to Chol HaMoed. In other words, after you meet the Stiris, and there's the La'olam, Zeshmi Le'olam, that God's name is hidden, and you see there's Besuras Saros in the world, that things aren't so good, and there's a Pen Yenachem, the Jews want to go back, so there's no room for Kedusha. So only because you, on the seventh day of Pesach, Shavim L'Sharshim, we go back to the root, we have Kriyas Yamsuf, and we get back, it's Achzaras HaNishkachos, we get back what we lost, and we reach the highest state of Geula. So then, because of that, the Tkufas have been Vinayim, this intermediate Tkufa, the Tkufa in between the original Yitzhiya and the Kriyas Yamsuf, that gets Kedusha now. Because now it's seen in the greater picture of Yitzhiya Mitzrayim is the where we're being born, Mamish Gevaldik, and then we, it's a remez, days in between when we're running away from Mitzrayim, which is the days of Chol HaMoed, that's like losing our Kedusha that we had. It's wanting to go back, possibly. It's the Rida, it's the Stiris, it's the difficulties of life. And then comes the seventh day, which brings it all together. And that's the ultimate Gula, which shows that these Stiris also are part of the process, and therefore they also have Kedusha. And in contrast to Sukkot, the Ikar Adin, all the days are Lechatchila, have Kedusha Samoed in one chain. So that's why Pesach, you need the seventh day to bring everything together, and Chazaras HaNishkachos, bring the Kedusha back, restore what was lost over the periods of Chol HaMoed, and now even that gets Kedusha because that's part of the process of the Geula, even the forgetting of the Torah, the difficulties. So therefore, you need the seventh, you need the days of Chol HaMoed, you need the last day in order to give the intermediate days of Chol HaMoed Kedusha. Meshen Kein Sukkos, they automatically have Kedusha. Vadvarim, Hayun Aflaim B'Yoser, and I want to thank Hashem that we zochah to learn this Torah. Shesochah Lomud Ulam, Elishmulas, Kaims, Kolavitz, Amutras, V'Yahava, Amen, V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.